BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, the Stanley Cup playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, Moan.
What's up, DK?
What you doing over there?
Man, getting tangled up in cords and stuff, man.
I see that. You're all fidgety.
I was.
So you're like, your last 30 seconds, you're like reaching down and then to your left and to your right. It's like game day for you.
I messed around and took a cat nap too, which is a rare occurrence for me, which lets me know.
Dude, yes. Yes. And they're the hardest to get up from.
They are. I'm over here shaking my eyes, rubbing my eyes, trying to bounce back. Not disoriented,
it's
but
not
I caught
happening.
Like a, yeah, I caught a little cat nap real quick. To also be caught off guard by some news today too.
Yeah, well, potential news, but we
potential
can do that.
News.
We
you want to
do
that.
That?
You want to go ahead and get to it while we're at it?
Yeah, we can do that. Here goes.
We can get
I mean,
to
do you still know how to ring a bell? Are we alert enough to ring a bell? You want to pull that off?
I got it.
I often say that we're not the CBS Evening News. You know, like you can't... You don't just spin the globe at 6:30 and the guy is just standing there or the woman's just standing there at the anchor desk. Hello, I'm super serious, just like I was yesterday at exactly this time. You know?
Yes, by the way, shout out to Michael Davis for acknowledging that exactly, man. Says I work in media and produce live streams. This isn't network timing. Doesn't need to be. I've worked at networks. I'm grateful whenever they start. Michael,
yeah.
I salute you. I salute you.
So does the producer, the only punctual person in the equation.
Yeah, man. Let's do this.
Let's do this, Bone. We're just gonna go right into it. We're gonna talk about what Jim McCarley brings up here. Russ Wilson or Mason Rudolph. Jerry Dulac of the Post Gazette reported this afternoon that he believes that the Steelers have an interest in Russ. And he believes that, you know, that, well, that was pretty much it, actually.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything it. That's not a knock on the report. I'm just saying that's what was there. It wasn't that they're going to sign him or whatever, that they'd like to meet with him. I'm sorry. That was the remainder of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, of course, if you're interested in somebody, you're going to want to meet with them. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's the off season. So what's your first thought there, Moan?
I will say this, considering it was Jerry in-house, that seems a little bit more real to me. That's essentially what it was. I show up to Indy, he works for Steeler Nation Podcast. Seems like somebody got some information somewhere about how real this could be. And DK, that's where we were, I feel like, the entire time on this one. We're not going to discuss and talk about this unless it's actually real. Get somebody that's in the city around the team that can actually report on something like
this.
We
say that all the time.
Yep.
Somebody who's in-house, and nobody in the current beat environment has been in that house longer than Jerry has. And Jerry also has, I don't mind saying this on the show, he has an in with the owner.
A lot of people have that type of connection, right? In different cities.
Yeah. He's in tight with Art Rooney.
Yeah.
So whatever, I always think whenever I read something of Jerry's, take this from somebody who's Jerry's coworker for 20 years, okay? Mm. So, I mean, I'm not reaching here, okay? I take it as, oh, this might be something that Art whispered to him on a golf course.
So, yeah, Mel, exactly as you just said. Come on, DK. Why is Jerry Dulac saying we're interested in Russell? DK just gave you that answer right there.
Yeah, that's why. Now, the question is how serious that interest would be and what it would look like. I mentioned on yesterday's program as it relates to Russ, and I'm going to repeat it here. Two employers... Russell's last two employers have now taken on a combined cap hit of $111 million in dead money to tell him to go away. I don't know where the conversation goes from there, but Moan, isn't this one where you would almost rather have Mike Tomlin at the wheel than you would Omar Khan for this kind of meeting?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a locker room situation is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes, 100%. And here's the other thing, too. So it's twofold. Well, there's a lot to unpack right there and just in that one statement right there, DK. One is Russell's also getting $39 million in 2024 from the Denver Broncos, too. They will eat $85 million of dead cap, period. They have minus $40-plus million that they can't go out and make their team better. And maybe this is their tank off. The other thing is the last two things that DK just said. Well, another thing is one of the last two things DK just said. You have Seattle wanting to get rid of Russ. And then the Broncos believe what a lot of people think of Russ, that he had it. He can go win games for you. His style of ball can translate from one team to the other, and it did not. Russ had a lot of bad reports come out about him in Denver. That's just when it started to get bad.
Just for a few. You mean it relates to teammates and on-field behavior and locker room behavior? Just a few.
And I'm going to be fair to him real quick. I don't know if Sean Payton actually wanted Russell Wilson at the time. Okay. Nope. So
he walked in and that was the guy standing there.
So I will say, as far as Sean Payton's concerned, he may be leading the charge in some of this negativity. But you have teammates also saying some stuff. You have people telling him, get back to being a football player and stop kissing blanking babies. That's what he was quoted as saying, I think, offseason, as far as Sean Payton is concerned. But they also wholesaling to get rid of a lot of players. It seemed like Sean Payton is finally getting what he wants. The thing that you have to deal with is exactly what DK just said a second ago. How good or bad is Russell Wilson with his teammates? You heard some of the stuff that happened on the later parts of the Legion of Boom when it came down to that group right there. The understanding that they wanted to make Russ the Super Bowl MVP and the second Super Bowl opportunity that they had. My thing with Russ is this, and I say this about any player that plays football or basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, don't matter what. You can't do the extra stuff unless you do that one thing that got you in a position that you are really well. That means, Russell, if I'm Coach Tomlin, I am asking those hard questions. Why are your teammates talking about you? I know Sean Payton, and I'm sure Coach Tomlin does. Why is Sean Payton not wanting you to be his franchise quarterback moving forward? Do you have a locker room issue? Can you handle our locker room? They need an offensive leader. Can you actually do that and not trying to build your brand in football? Because here's the thing about this city, the city of champions, right? Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh Steelers. If you come in and show that you can be a winner, they will love you. But if you want to go do this extra sideshow stuff at that position, then they will bury you.
Buried alive.
Yeah. And will keep his head above ground for a while just to kick his head. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you're getting yourself into. The fact that Jerry said this about Russ to me also brings up the other conversation a lot of people don't want to have. Your quarterback that's on your roster after, I think, March 12th, they don't believe in him, essentially, because you're not bringing Russell Wilson in and also trying to talk to and telling us that Kenny Pickett's your guy. Or it may be the idea that Russ did say he would play for about $1 million. So it's cheap to the Steelers, so why not take that opportunity? But again, why would you bring in such a big personality like Russell Wilson if Kenny Pickett's your guy? You don't see – well, I've heard no reports of the Titans bringing them in, and they got a second-year quarterback. I've heard no reports of, let's say, Washington bringing them in just yet, and they need a quarterback situation, but they might draft one. So why is your city doing this?
Yeah, again, this is one of the things that needs to be cleared up, really cleared as opposed – really clear as opposed to cleared up, is that having the person in to talk – doesn't mean you want him, doesn't mean you've signed him. It means you've got questions. And it also means this. Drew Belansky is going to hit this nail harder on the head than either of us, because this is exactly it. Omar Khan said in Indianapolis at the scouting combine that he is obligated to make this team better. He's obligated to look into every situation so that it should be no surprise that he'd want to sit down with Russ and feel it out. Russ has won a Super Bowl. You want to see what's there, okay? That makes perfect sense. That also would make perfect sense with Ryan Tannehill and any number of other quarterbacks, veteran guys. I've always kind of had the sense that whoever was going to be the third, and by that I don't mean third on the depth chart, I just mean the third quarterback, would be that guy who would come in and say, all right, listen, I'm here. Kind of like in the, I don't know if Michael Vick's the best sort of thing.
Okay. You can throw Byron Leftwich in there. Byron.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Whoever would come in would be a veteran, would be somebody whose name would be familiar to people. Now, to say that the Steelers have crossed the bridge already and have decided that $111 million in dead cap space to just go away, with people in Denver right now raising yellow flags in the direction of Pittsburgh, like, no, don't do this. No, don't do this.
They are.
I mean, you see Chad Brown, the former Steeler, went public today. Like, no, stay away from this. Stay away. I have no problem with Omar taking this approach. I said the same thing about the offensive coordinator search. I wanted to see a bunch of people brought in, okay? Ask away, fire away, including people you would never hire. You'd never consider hiring them for OC, but maybe you'd learn something. You follow me, Moan?
Yeah. My thing is learning from Russell Howe, though. Like, it's one thing, like you say, you're supposed to vet everybody.
What happened, Russ? What was that all about, Russ?
Okay, so here's what we are then, DK. The guy seems like a very smart guy as far as Russell Wilson's concerned, right?
Oh yeah.
So with that being said, what if he passes that test with flying colors, DK?
A steak? You think he can pull that off?
He's done it two times already.
Yes.
He got the Waltons out of $250 million, DK.
He did.
Okay, so he has some finesse about him, okay? Finesse or just capable of talking the talk. What if he talks that talk? Do you sign him? That's where we are. We're a week away. We're a few days away from tampering, okay? Like, truth be told, as far as tampering concerned, deals are done on Friday. They're just announced on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Like, that's exactly what it is, DK, and you know that too. So if Russ comes in today or tomorrow and they're able to meet with him, and there is no real tampering with Russ, I think he can just be straight out signed. If this is the case for a guy like him and he passes those tests with Omar and Coach Tomlin, are you signing him, DK? I want to ask you that because I'd like to know how you feel about that. Me, personally? I'll go first.
I'll say yeah.
You want to know why? Because maybe that is what lights a fire under Kenny. Maybe he does turn it around and didn't want to be in Denver. Maybe he felt the pressures of what happened in Seattle that they talked about the Legion of Boom winning more than anything else. And maybe Denver wasn't his place after Sean Payton got there. And if you're asking me, and you're trying to pit one against another against, I guess, as far as Mason is concerned, and also Russ, too. So now it becomes a Mason Rudolph versus Russell Wilson conversation also.
And if that can't happen, either, though, Moan. You don't
as
just,
far as trying to sign him?
No. As far as burying Kenny, you don't have a situation where you have Russell Wilson, Mason Rudolph in the same camp.
Because that's what I'm saying.
Just spend a first-round pick on Kenny. You're not burying Kenny. I've never been in favor of burying Kenny.
But here's the profile behind either one of them, DK. As far as I'm concerned, if you sign either Russ or Kenny, there is no Kenny Pickett future in Pittsburgh because Russ has to play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you also sign a back Mason on the free market, meaning he gets 8 to 12 a year, you can't really sit him down like that either, considering how he ended the season. So Pittsburgh, to me, seems to be in a quarterback race right now also. You're in quarterback purgatory is what it is right now. You don't really have one, but you like a lot.
DeMar Brown says Steelers.
No. Go ahead. Finish answering the question.
Yeah, there's a difference. Again, you have to understand that there's a tier of interest here. The Steelers have said publicly and emphatically that they're interested in bringing Mason Rudolph back, meaning re-signing him, okay? There's a Grand Canyon, to quote the place, or to paraphrase the place that Moan just visited. There's a Grand Canyon between that and we're interested in meeting with him, okay? They know who Mason is, regardless of what anybody would think, okay? Well, good, bad, whatever. They know him. They've been around him every day for 6 years, okay? They don't have to have a meeting with Mason, okay? They'd need to have a meeting with the guy who left behind a trail of 9 figures of dead cap money because people wanted him desperately to go away.
Yeah, I agree with Mike in Texas. Can't have both. Can't have Russ and Mason.
No, that's the one. You know, people keep saying it's unfair to Kenny. It's unfair. That actually is unfair to Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're saying you're not going to get any snaps in that environment.
No, absolutely not. And where is it at right here, DK? Sergio has a great moment right here. He goes, Mona, DK. Ain't even, hey, Mona, hey, DK. And I like it. Get straight to it, okay? He said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Denver is paying the big bucks for a salary. Getting Russell Wilson for that little money, how can you lose with that deal? That is a very, very fair point to be made. And that's why I also think the separator between Mason and Russell becomes a negotiating tactic for the Steelers, too. Why do I have to commit to Mason for more than $1.2 million or whatever the case may be that Russ commands?
They're not paying the quarterbacks anything, though. I mean, every quarterback is affordable to the Steelers right now. Every
right now they are. You're 100% correct.
So, if Russ wanted 10 or Russ wanted 1, it wouldn't make any difference to the Steelers cap because of the position itself.
Yeah. And that's where it becomes, to me, a little bit of chess in this situation, not checkers. Yeah, because Russell, yes, that's a cool race. That's exactly what I'm getting at. It's that. But I also think the fact that it's been put out in the public space is this is more real than not. Well, let me ask you this.
Maybe there's another reason it's put out in the public space.
If this is me, and I've seen players get this way, when it boils down to these type of public decisions to be made, and the fact that you're bringing in these caliber of guys or have these caliber dudes that you're considering. They're considering Mason. They said that publicly. And now they're considering or at least bringing in Russ. If I'm Kenny, I'm livid. I am. Everything, again, you said this early. Don't believe what they say. Believe what they do.
Yes.
We've seen Arthur Smith in his first month of being on the job saying, I'm excited to work with Kenny Pickett. And then we go do the opposite thing. If I'm Kenny, I'm livid. And he got the right to be that. And again, I'll tell you this too. Don't feel sorry for him because this is just a business. You're really either trying to better this team or just be stuck behind other dudes in the AFC North. That's where it gets problematic to me. I don't know if Kenny's going to be able to come back from this type of pressure if they either sign one of them or the fact that, look, I'd much rather not be in Pittsburgh. It's probably going to be his conversation to his agent at some point in time.
Laurie says, I would think Mason would be kind of annoyed by this news. I mean, you could take that, Laurie, and extrapolate it over all 32 teams. If Mason's sitting in his living room, and I don't think he is, with this giant, like, draft-looking board of all 32 teams and what their quarterback depth charts are, he could be annoyed every 5 minutes. Because it would be, oh, that looked like an opportunity for me to start, but now it's not. That looked like an opportunity for me to start, but now it's not.
Right.
Pittsburgh remains his best chance in which to start. I think we can all agree on that, regardless of which side of the fence you're on. Okay? This is a really, really good opportunity for him to start, but him specifically because he knows the offense and knows, the offense is going to change, but you know what I mean? He knows the players on the offense.
Yeah, Cole from the Uncle Table had this. It's a unique comment, DK. Mona, DK, getting Russ with that little money is so key, meaning so good right there. Neither Mason or Kenny are good enough to win a Super Bowl, so let's just be ultra serious about that. Clearly, neither is Russ. Like, tell the whole story, Cole, if you're going to tell it. You got to look at it like Russ' conversation is, okay, the Legion of Boom. He made his plays. He did his thing. Also, after Russell left, you got a guy in Geno Smith that won comeback player of the year because he took somewhat of a similar team and had that team winning big time. You got to also look at the situation. Why would you rush a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback unless, like I said a second ago, Sean Payton just didn't like him or the idea that he just couldn't win for you the way you needed to in those moments? Like, this is two places he's been given the golden boot. And I call it a golden boot because it's millions, tens of millions of dollars that he was sent away with. So, Cole, as you say that, can Russ actually do it for you too? Because when they put it in his hand, the legend of Malcolm Butler was born.
Yeah, I see a lot of people making reference to quantity like, oh, well, the Steelers are going to have three quarterbacks. They're going to have four quarterbacks, whatever the case. One way or another, this is just a matter of numbers. It's not. It's not. Because the one thing that's in the equation here that doesn't work with that is that Mason Rudolph is a free agent. he can choose where he plays next. Okay, so you can't just slot Mason in there the way that you can Kenny.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? 100%. So it's not a matter of, oh, just have all three and have them go at it. Mm-hmm. What if one of them doesn't particularly appreciate that scenario? Then you see what I'm saying?
Here's my thing. Russ is a great dude. My brother Ron, I say at times, well, there's a good guy award for that type of stuff too. But when it comes down to the accolades he has him, when it comes down to the experience he has him, I don't know what went wrong in that 2020-2021 season with Russell Wilson, how him and Pete Carroll fell out. From my all understanding, Pete Carroll is a bang-up guy when it comes to how people think of a dude like him. Seemed to have lost his teammates there, wanted stuff his way in Seattle also, and it seems to have been the same thing in Denver too, where he had his own office. He brought in his own people. That ain't how Pittsburgh work. We'll see if he conforms to the ways of Pittsburgh if he shows up in town and actually gets signed. But it finally got real as far as them bringing in other people to uproot Kenny Pickett to me. It's hard to say he's your guy.
Yeah. When we come back, the only segment that matters.
That's more Hey Moan.
Mm-hmm.
At DK Pittsburgh Sports, we take pride in coverage that connects our city's fans to their favorite teams. Now, that connection's stronger than ever. Introducing our all-new state-of-the-art app. Find expert inside reporting and original podcasts. Check live box scores. Track the latest stats. Chat it up with our community of thousands of fans, all in one place. The new app from DK Pittsburgh Sports. Coverage that connects.
Welcome back to the Ramon Foster Show. If you'd like to become a member, the way to do that is to go to dkps.net/join. That's the difference between the people who are really just totally heart and soul invested in this program and the ones whose lettering shows up in that commenting thing over there in black. And they just kind of fly by.
Oh, come on, people. Come on.
They fly by. They're passing. They're just browsing. just browsing. We have our first Hey Moan today comes in person from...
North Huntington, Norwin.
Name?
Dave.
Hey, Dave. He's a teacher at Norwin High School out in North Huntington, and I'm going to turn it over to Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Slide right on up into the camera.
Yeah, come on,
man. It's an honor. You're the man.
Hey, man, I'm trying.
Every day when I get home, I get on my computer, relax, waiting for the kids to get home, and this program is like part of my afternoon. I've been a member for a while.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
How are we going to know that the Steelers are moving on from Kenny, or how are we going to know that Kenny's entrenched? Because that's kind of the thing. It's like everything's up in the air right now. We don't know. It's like, is Kenny the man? Is he not the man? How are we going to know? What's going to, because it seems like a lot of the team sort of wants Mason.
And that's where it gets real tricky. You listen to what either the players are saying or what the team actually does is where I'm at. And these moments, until they commit to either Kenny or one of these other quarterbacks, and it's not Kenny's. Like, why would you bring in Russell Wilson if Kenny's your guy? Again, there's a bunch of young quarterbacks around the NFL who don't have veterans coming in to take their spot. In Chicago, you got Justin Fields basically being put out, right? That's essentially what's going on in Pittsburgh. But the idea that you want to sign other guys that Mason Rudolph play better than him down the stretch, and you got a Super Bowl champion in Russell Wilson who would command the locker room just because of his presence. So when you ask the question of, yeah, have they committed to him? They'll tell you they have because he's under contract. There's a lot of players under contract that get cut at the beginning of the season or the end of camp. So to me, you never have to wrestle with the idea, is he the guy or not? To me, it's a no. Because if you put them in a one-on-one competition, I think Russell beats Kenny Pickett in the competition. If you bring back Mason, that means you paid a fair market share for him in free agency, which means you can't pay a guy a high amount of money or double-digit millions potentially to be a backup when he's won you games and got you to the playoffs, something that Kenny has never done.
And then can I ask a follow-up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't we just spend the house and get the franchise? If we're going to do it this year, you know, we got our best defensive players are in their primes. You know, you figure we've got enough time to develop a top-flight quarterback. Maybe you contend. Why not spend the whole draft and get that franchise quarterback?
Because you got spots at corner that got to be filled. You need a safety. You need a middle linebacker. You also need a right tackle. There's other pieces that have to be filled. Respectfully, that type of stuff just isn't realistic. Last time that happened was
Did we not trade up to get Ben back in the day?
I don't think so. Ricky Williams.
I was a single guy. I had less time for the radio.
Ricky. Last time a franchise gave up everything was the Ricky Williams trade, and they got nothing out of it. What was it, Miami and the Saints? Yes. And that didn't really pan out. Nothing's guaranteed in the draft, but also trying to overpay for something, look at what Buffalo just did. They're getting rid of everybody. Denver's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't survive in that world.
For one of us old dudes, though.
It takes time, man. It takes time.
Hey, we love you guys. You make our afternoons. I appreciate getting to sneak onto this.
Shout out to anybody
from Norwood that's listening to me. I got a good job there.
Oh, there's been a couple. I'm seeing them.
That's beautiful, man. Appreciate you being an educator.
Take care, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right.
All right. We're back on the program. I'm back on the program. I get fired again.
He was good. He was solid. He was a substitute teacher. He wasn't a full-time employee.
Oh, we could pick on substitute teachers. That's how it rolls, huh?
He's a real teacher, which on this network, he's a sub, though.
Marvin tries to bring us Marvin's always grounding us. You ever notice that?
I love that, man.
Mm-hmm. He says if Mason comes in and does what he did at the end of this past season on a more consistent basis, or if Kenny shows that he can play at that level on a consistent basis, then he'd be the guy. I don't know that anything's changed from yesterday to today. They want to meet with somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. There aren't three quarterbacks in the equation. Actually, technically, there aren't two quarterbacks in the equation. There's just Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fascinating, DK, how this all pans out. Mm-hmm. Vegas has been saying he's the odds are favored for him to come to Pittsburgh anyway. I think this became much more of a stir when you got him in-house now.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to ask him, I don't know. Can he play action? Heck yes. Does Arthur Smith love play action? Yes. Is he tough? Yes. His locker room presence got to get better, whatever it is, DK. I don't know if I'll be happy or not. I don't.
Xavier says, hey, Moan, what do you think about Mason just moving on so he can get a truly fair look since he didn't get it in the first competition? Xavier's referring to the alleged competition between him and Mitch Trubisky. You know, a couple of years ago, which was anything but. It was a complete farce.
Yeah, it was a complete farce. That's his option. Again, Xavier, he's a free agent.
Yeah. Do what he wants.
That's simply put, he's a free agent. I know he'd love to be in Pittsburgh, but he's a free agent. And if you already feel like the water's a little muddied against you anyway, you might want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when we're bringing up, like, who would win this? Who's better than this? That's not really the point here. The point is the $111 million in dead cap space to go away. Moan, I don't hate anybody that much.
All right.
I don't hate anybody enough that I would say, you know what? I'm going to give you $111 million to just get out of my life.
Yeah, no. Charlie Brown asked this question, right? Here's a fair one. Hey, Moan, could you see Russ being the Charlie Bastard Ben? No.
No.
Russ is still trying to play.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie's role was defined.
I don't hold that against him either.
No, you know? No, Charlie, no. There's no way. The first inkling of Mitch, not Mitch, Kenny having a bad game, y'all yelled, fire Matt Canada in stadiums. You're going to be screaming, we want Russ in stadiums at some point. we have that type of fan base, and I love that. But you can't stomach Russ being on the sideline and your quarterback stinking it up.
Here's what I have to say. If you're bringing up any points at all related to Russ and the Steelers, and you're not bringing up the $111 million in dead cap money that he's been committed to go away, you can be Joe in California down there who says, doesn't Tomlin always say he isn't afraid to coach? Yes, of course he does. Moan, what kind of limits are there to that, though? Under his coaching for 11 years there, does he have a limit where he says, hey?
Yeah. There is a limit when it comes down to that, and it's what you have in this emotional bank. And right now, Russ has nothing. Russ is on a prove-it tour. And that's the thing about it, too. So that's where it gets even more tricky. If Russ does come in and prove it, then you're going to have to pay him. Because if he does well for this team and gets you first in the AFC North, well, guess what happens after that? Another one of those big deals happens.
Yeah, at age 36. Jake comes in. He changes the subject, which is fine by me. He says, hey, Amon, how do players react to a situation like the one in Buffalo right now where they're cutting a bunch of prominent guys and then their entire secondary, except for DeMar Hamlin, who you could not cut? There's just no way. Because they just cleaned house all at once. It's really rare, isn't it?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is players say, man, that's why you got to get all your money up front. It's just a normal transaction for guys. They probably knew it was coming or warned about it, but I'd also just warn the fan base this too. As I got just a second ago, I think it was Dave talking about selling the entire franchise to get the Super Bowl run and stuff like that. The cap is real. Like, there's no guarantee to a Super Bowl either. The biggest issue that we'll have again is this. Everybody got to go through Patrick Mahomes. That's the other thing too. Patrick Mahomes probably won the Super Bowl in his worst team he's had since winning one.
This was supposed to be the down year.
This is where I tell people the cap is real. You can't guarantee a Super Bowl. You just need to consistently have really good teams. That's why it's also crucial for this team to find the right guy at quarterback too. That's why y'all want to argue with me about, like, is Kenny the dude? That's why I really go that route to say, if he was, would we be having that conversation? And the answer is no. You want to be as strong as you possibly can to go and beat people in your division, and we hadn't consistently done that. And it starts with the quarterback up front, who can't keep himself on the field because he can't stop getting injured by his own undoing. Like, be real about that.
We have people suggesting that the Bills cut all these players so that they could sign Mitch, just because that's the kind of crowd we have here.
I saw that.
That's the kind of crowd we have here. Lori points out that there are some interesting secondary players becoming available. There are exactly 31 fan bases saying that right now. Like, we will take all of those Buffalo dudes. What about from the Bills' perspective, though, Moan? It's fascinating. The Bills just said, listen, we're just completely dissatisfied with this entire group. It's baby with the bathwater, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, man. Crazy. Just a hard reset on everything they got going on. All you can say to that situation is safeties can't be 30 years old and play in the NFL. And if you are a young Thundercat when it comes down to being a corner, don't have a down year. They cut some really good dudes. But again, when you're paying that well for that Super Bowl run or that Super Bowl window, you end up like Buffalo when you don't win it. I also have high major questions about Josh Allen, too, in that same sentence.
And before we go to our little outro here, Nick says, can Russ play AFC North football? It's a simple litmus test. Excuse me. Russ has played some very high-stakes football, regardless of the style. And when you think about the AFC North, what's really a defined quarterback style? You've got, what do Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson have in common? Nothing. Yeah, it's just nothing. Zero. So it's AFC North football is where?
Yeah, it's one in the trenches first and foremost, but you do have to have a little bit of moxie at that position because they get physical hitting the quarterback.
Yeah, swore it wouldn't happen. It didn't happen. Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. They're asking questions. Okay? They're gonna presumably meet with this individual, which, by the way, Omar said publicly that he would do. There's no, you swore it wouldn't happen, or somebody else put it earlier, you know, that you said that was never going to, whatever. That's not what this is. That's not what this is. Okay. Yeah. When we get to that point, we can talk about it in that context, right?
Yeah. And again, we talked about that earlier, Gianni, when it comes down to, we weren't going to say it was real until it came out of a Pittsburgh camp. And it finally came out of a Pittsburgh camp.
Well, it still isn't. It's still not anything. He said they'd like to meet with him. That's it. Yeah. You know? Dennis says it happened in their imagination. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this. He's pressing the button on this. There it is. Ben says, Wilson in the snow in January. I remember snow.
you are big on that, DK.
I mean, where is it?
Yeah.
Where is it here?
Mel brings up a real good point. Quarterback hell, wake me when the nightmare is over.
Well, did you consider yourself to be in quarterback hell over the final four games of the 2023 season? Did you?
Yeah.
Did that not look like a pretty nice fit?
That was pretty solid right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse, man. And they can always look to get better. I don't know what Russell Wilson is. I know what he's done in his career. I know he is capable of making plays for it. He had a decent season last year, but here's the thing, though, too. They were behind in a good bit of games. They got blasted by, what, 50-some points against Miami. You know, and I think he was somewhat benched in that game. Then they went back with him. These last 3 years have been different for a dude that's done all that he's done in his career. He has a ring. He was at one point in time the highest-paid quarterback in the league. He's had weapons. I mean, Denver got wide receivers. And again, like I said, I will give him grace by saying I don't think Sean Payton wanted Russell Wilson, and the Waltons who own Denver can just flush that money down the toilet because they're billion on billion on billionaires. They can do that.
They can do that. The cap hit remains, and you're still committing all that cap space. And of course, like you said, also all those dollars, that's actual money that's being paid just to go away.
And so that's the other thing too. Useless knowledge is very useful right here, saying, so we let a 39-year-old quarterback retire to hire a 36-year-old one.
Just meeting with him.
But to that same point, DK, and I know we got a roll here in a minute, is this though too. If Russ does have a good year, you're going to probably have to commit to him. Because if he does have a good year, that means you're not picking top 10 to go get your quarterback of the future. Oh. And if Russ is playing, then Kenny ain't your quarterback of the future because he's due a fifth-year option right after that.
We're many, many steps away from that.
You see what I'm saying, though? Like, there's a snowball effect to everything that you guys are saying. Oh, it would be awesome if Russ. It's a business and their strategy behind it.
Yeah. I mean, the first next significant order of business here, just to remind everybody that nothing's really changed about the quarterback situation from yesterday to today. Nothing. Okay. Not a single, they haven't even had this meeting. Okay. The next significant thing that happens in this whole scenario, in this whole soap opera, will be the Steelers making an offer to Mason. Hasn't happened yet. Omar said it's going to be coming soon. Okay. That's your next thing. And then the Rudolph camp's reaction to that. There's lots of time. There's lots of time. You'll notice that nobody else is exactly falling all over themselves to get Russ either, by the way.
That's very true.
You know, so.
This is good, man. We said we weren't talking to friggin' quarterbacks, CK. They asked us not to.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah, right. Until it changed in somebody's minds, right?
I knew it.
Oh, hey. Moan.
Yeah.
He's going to be making a guest appearance today on the Arthur Motes Show.
Yeah.
Which is at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:30 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah.
So you and Motes, old pals.
Old pals. I saw him at the combine, chopped it up, took a picture.
Did?
Yeah. I saw him there. He was doing some work for the Steelers and stuff like that. So we will be crossing over today. You guys can catch me there at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, man. Kevin Schwartz says, don't be late. Hey, you know how that goes, man. But it'll be a good moment.
If you don't know what it means to go over there, just do this. Go up into your search browser. Yeah, and just type Arthur Motes into your YouTube search engine here, and it'll be the first thing that shows up. Go there and wait for him.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to this. I wonder how this one's going to be, man. Looking forward to that.
Well, tell Mr. Motes I said hi. This is Mr. Super congeniality when it came to dealing with reporters, to say the least.
I got you, man. Looking forward to being over there. So I'm sure the quarterback conversation come up. I know you got a busy.
I do, and I got no Ramon show tomorrow, by the way. That's my fault. NHL trade deadline. The Penguins are pretty much blowing up their franchise, presumably, in the next 24 hours. I've got to be all over that. So our next show here will be next Monday.
No doubt about it. And I can't wait if Deke is saying this type of stuff. I can't wait to go have a little back and forth with him. Get off the pill love for Kenny. We'll see how it goes today, man. It'll be friendly.
Yeah, just tell Corky has some advice for you.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Let's rock. Hey, see y'all.
I love it. All right. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Peace, good people.